Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 7 after the hour. I want to be loud, but I don't want the music to be loud. Let's make it loud! Loud!
Trouble to talk over the music.
Yes. All right. So here we are with our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, as presented by the folks doing all the research at Talkers Magazine. I have who better? I've looked like Dick Cheney. I looked around the country for all the best talk radio people, and then I decided that I was the most qualified to talk about this stuff. How about that? Along with my colleague Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program, and certainly Jay Kirshner and I have talked about most of these things, sometimes a little too much during the course of the past week, but anyway, here we go. At number 10, the NFL draft, according to Talkers, and I would believe that that's a big deal. I don't know. I'm not following anybody here following the draft. Can we add anything of value to that discussion, or are we wasting our time?
There is a draft.
There is a draft.
Well, and do you remember the college player who was in that drag racing situation where the other car people died?
And
it was one of those things of, like, he's expected to go relatively early. He is supposed to be in the first round pick and all of that. Well, he was. He went ninth to the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Carter.
Exactly, Jennifer. Thank you.
Glad to be here, folks.
Yeah. Okay.
Rah,
rah, shishkumba. All right. Okay, number 9. The Supreme Court's abortion pill ruling, which seems, as a lot of these rulings have been lately, confusing, because it has allowed the sale to continue of these abortion pills. And so one side says, this is terrible, and the other side says, oh, no, this is great. And so on and on we go with the over-politicization of the Supreme Court. Ladies, this affects you more than it does me.
I think it's proof that the Supreme Court isn't going out and targeting people. And I think last week when we were together, I predicted, I didn't think they were going to do anything about this, because it's not like they're going after certain acts. It's about interpreting the law. And the reason that the Supreme Court even had this in front of them is because there were a lot of FDA complaints about whether or not the pill was actually safe. So right now it's received a reprieve because that's not necessarily the
same. Why would that have to go to the Supreme Court, though, whether it's a...
That's the point. And I think that's why there was no ruling, essentially.
Yeah. And a lot of times people choose to do the pill over the actual procedure, but when the pill doesn't do a complete job, people have to have the procedure itself anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Inga manga. Okay, number 8... on the list are issues that were dealt with interesting on Law and Order on Thursday night. The focus was on a teenager who was trying to go from being female to male, or the other, I'm not sure, 13 years old, going through gender replacement therapy or whatever they call it. And the father was upset at the person providing the therapy, so he kills him. And that's basically the main theme, though, as they have on the Law & Order franchises, ripped from the headlines, and that's kind of about as current as you can get.
Because God forbid somebody questions that a kid at 13 would want to cut off their sexual organs.
Yeah, thank you. So now
I kind of look at this at the same, I mean, people go crazy about this because it's so emotionally sensitive, but what would you do if a 13-year-old child said, you know what, I no longer feel like I need my left arm. I want you to cut it off. That's a disease that people have, right? That is something where there is a mental thing where people think that a body part doesn't belong on their body. So what if your 13-year-old came and said, I don't want my left arm anymore? Would you cut it off? Would you say, okay, well, let's get rid of it, you know, little Johnny. Let's dump that.
Or my ear. I don't need my left ear. Or my left eye.
Not at the right time to
Or my nose. Right. Yeah. Now, the focus has been specifically with regard to this issue on the Zoe Zephyr, who is a trans lawmaker in Montana. The Republicans have banned her from the House floor. That's not a smart move on their part. I do know, because I know what some of the more scratch conservative right-wing Republicans have come up with. And I think it makes them look bad, frankly. So what's the problem? She'll be allowed to vote remotely. What do they think? They're going to get a disease from having this person on the floor?
No, well, they had her, she wasn't allowed to speak because they blamed a situation of decorum where she spoke in hyperbole. And then when they weren't letting her speak, there were protests erupting outside where people were chanting, "Let her speak." And they found that to be pretty disruptive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that I think Jennifer had a pretty good example there. At 13, what do you know about yourself, your body going through puberty? And so you decide that I think about this in regard to my two grandchildren and what they might be confronted with or who they might be around as they grow in the next 8 to 10 years and think, good heavens, what happens? And it's one thing if you get to a point where you decide that you're gay. I think that's not the same as this. Am I right or not?
It's not the same.
It's different. No. Much different. Yeah.
It is different. Right. All right. So then there's this story that is sort of traces back to, at least in the picture, you must know this story, Jennifer. This young lady, teenager from California named Chloe Cole, had a press conference on the Protect Children's Innocent Act. And this is about somebody who transitioned from a female to a male by the medical professionals. And she told her parents that she was going to get some gender identity work done because she was struggling with her identity. So now she's suing the doctor. Again, this is kind of like a Law and Order episode. The lawsuit may end, who knows, the practice of performing gender transition. She was 13 when she underwent a double mastectomy. And then at 15, she went through some other procedure. She detransitioned from being a male back to a female when she was 16.
The reason I say that it's so young is that you're making choices that affect your fertility and your health for life. There are people who have had a change of mind and then they're not able to have children again,
right?
Haven't had a change, but they thought they'd be able to have children and they can't. I mean, there's just so many different issues that come up that we're giving the power to a 13-year-old who's not allowed to vote, not allowed to take a sip of alcohol, not allowed to get a tattoo. Yet they can cut out their sex organs.
Yeah.
They're really weird.
Or Adam.
Right, without parental consent. That's the other thing, is that a lot of these states are pushing without parental involvement because, you know, for whatever reason, I don't even know.
Imagine for a minute the excruciating pain and the regret and the injustice that happens when some professor says, "Yeah, okay, I'll help you out," and so there's no skin off his or her nose. Pardon the pun. The Kaiser Foundation and the Foundation Hospitals have been apparently involved in hormone therapy as well in some of these surgical procedures. Doesn't your friend work for Kaiser? I wonder if there's any kind of hoopla.
I don't know. Actually, we haven't even talked about this, so I don't know. I don't know exactly where that belongs, but what I do know is I was just reading an article, actually two about this, that I thought were pretty interesting. A couple days ago. One of them is that hospitals in places that you would expect, and I would use
San Francisco,
like probably San Francisco, lots of places in California, probably some places in New Jersey
Portland.
And New York, Portland, in these areas where this is becoming a huge, huge push, that there are hospitals and doctors who are now given this gender reassignment kind of training where they're supposed to go to that first. If somebody comes in, for instance, a young person and a young woman and says, "I'm having problems with my period," or "I'm having a lot of cramping," or something, this is one of the first areas where they go, "Well, do you want to transition into becoming a man?" It's like, are you kidding me?
So when did this start? Where it seems like all of a sudden this is a big deal. When did this start and how did it start? Do you Either of you
it
have a clue?
It has to be in the last couple of years because, this is when we've started talking about it, where it started to ramp up. And the other thing that no one is talking about is this new scientific research study that came out, and I think they're talking about it in the UK, but not here, that in many cases, people who are transgender are actually also autistic and untreated. And nobody seems to be talking about that.
Tying
because, God
together.
Forbid, anybody wants to talk about the mental component of all of this. Yeah.
Well, but also, with who you were talking about with Chloe Cole, she had even come out and said that she began binding her breasts not only because she felt like she was more of a boy, but because she had been sexually assaulted.
How much of that is a factor in all this? That's a very important point. Thank you, Jay. All right, Jennifer, let's you and I talk about your immune system. Or you can talk about my immune system.
Would you like to take a look at it?
No, I would like to talk about how Balance 7 helps to balance things out, unlocking your immune system. Balance 7 is something Jennifer and I have become acquainted with. Because the folks who are responsible for producing it want to get the word out. It's as simple as that. And so if you have too much acidity in your body, you need to have some alkalinity. You think most people understand, Jennifer, the difference between acidity and alkalinity?
Probably not, but the good thing to know is on the scale of pH, you want yourself to be at the perfect 7, because when you are, your gut's available. We always talk about gut health to fight off all the other stuff that's out there, right? This is how you boost up your immune system. But what I found even more incredible about Balance 7 is that I drink a lot of coffee, a lot of black coffee in the morning. I do morning radio. I get up very early, and I don't eat breakfast typically. So by the time 11 o'clock comes around, I have a sour stomach. I feel gross. And my dad turned me on to Balance 7. He had found the product because he had some indigestion and sour stomach stuff. Guess what? Start taking it. Gone. I should stop my coffee habit, but with Balance 7, I don't really need to.
I've been around your father when he had some of that upset and roof. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. 800-793-9039. Get it and balance yourself.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website, again, is toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And we continue on our Talk Radio review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, reviewing the top 10 items according to Talkers Magazine for this past week. And along with that come our comments from social media, some of the things that people are saying, whether they are online. It's social, the Facebook and Instagram social media connection is at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air, and our live line is 855-999-DOUG. Actually, maybe we'll play a couple of the callers, because I had things to say about Biden and Trump this week, and maybe James will cue those up. In the meantime, Jay, what do we have from some of the social media posts about our issues? The question came up as we were talking about those three seniors who were arrested for throwing a rock and killing that woman. Mm-hmm. I said they should go to jail for the rest of their lives, period. So what do we have from listeners?
Some of both sides, and just to add really quickly, because there was some more information that these three teenagers apparently who were throwing rocks, concrete rocks and all of that at different cars that were going by, killing this one woman, they took pictures of her car. Rather than going down to help her, when they hit her car and it careened,
throw
and just
in
went
jail
off the road
for the rest
everything.
Of their lives.
Yeah, they took pictures
throw
to keep as
away
mementos.
The
never
key.
Once went to go help this woman.
Oh God!
So what? A lot of people are saying online. Rusty May says, in regards to whether or not they should receive life in prison, Rusty May says yes, just like the teenagers who beat their Spanish teacher to death with a bat over a bad grade in Iowa. They are not getting life, but they should.
Yep, absolutely should.
Yep. Yep. Lynn says they are old enough to know right from wrong, and they should
absolutely.
Pay the consequences.
Yep.
Carrie Morgan chimes in, at 18, regardless of whether or not you're still in high school, you know right from wrong, echoing what Lynn
absolutely.
Says.
Yep.
Dave says, too much violence in this country since COVID. Up in New Hampshire, 7 to 10-year-olds beat up a 7-year-old, and he is in the hospital. He's moving his entire family to the woods, he says. Starting a homestead to keep them safe. He suggests others do
home,
the same.
Teach them, homeschool them. Yeah. And that's New Hampshire. Imagine. Hey, New Hampshire is not typically a state that you would think this sort of thing would go on in. All right, what else have we got here?
Yeah, Mike says, no, they should not necessarily receive life, but a punishment
why?
Should happen. Maybe 5 to 10 years, get out
what?
Free.
What? Get a life, Mike.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what happens if you're a wife that got the stone thrown through the windshield and smashed her head to smithereens? What are you going to say then, pal? Okay.
Annette agrees absolutely for the life in prison. So many people are worthless human beings, and it's gotten worse in the last 5 years.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And Greg shares, it should be on the table as a punishment. Doubtful they will get a life sentence, and if they do, it will be one eligible for parole. But what they did is awful, and it needs serious punishment.
Right. All right. So callers this week at 855-99-DOUG. My statements about Joe Biden, let's listen to one of those first, James.
Steve Curry calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And I just want to tell you that it really disturbs me immensely. Your praise for Joe Biden, you say that he's such a nice guy and, oh, he's got a great smile and he's such a nice person. Well, that shows me that your character judgment is pretty slim, because Joe Biden is a thief, a confirmed liar, and one of the East Coast elites, which, of course, you seem to think that you belong to the East Coast elitism. So thank you for your time.
Okay, sir. You're welcome. You're about as wrong as you could be. I have not ever said one thing good about Joe Biden's presidency. I think he's an okay guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think his son is a crook. I think that, so it's very interesting to
basically
hear.
Basically, here's the thing. If you think his son is a crook, he is also a crook.
Well, maybe I'm
just look at the bank accounts. Look at the bank accounts.
More looking at his wife's smile, probably. Maybe that's what I'm looking. Maybe she's the good person here. All right, okay. 28 past. This is the talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A USA News update. Montana is banning gender-affirming health care for minors. On Friday, the state's Republican governor signed the bill. The ACLU and others are already lining up legal challenges. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy if he's elected president in 2024. He made the remarks in an interview with a New Hampshire broadcaster. A bill that would allow Ron DeSantis to remain governor of Florida while also running for president is headed to his desk for approval. The measure has already passed the state's Republican-controlled House. In Washington, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has called the GOP offer to raise the debt ceiling in exchange for spending cuts a ransom note, but he still insists an agreement over the issue is possible. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, Talk Radio Review time. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Jay Kirshner as we go through the items on the charts with our comments and some of your comments for the final week of April 2023. The police blood. I always like to bring Jennifer into some of the things that are in the top 10 in Los Angeles that may not be in the top 10 nationally, including the fact that a homeless person bit off a finger, a police officer's finger. How did it taste?
Oh, they welcome to Los Angeles, everybody. Just watch right. Keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. It's wild out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even funny. These trains in Los Angeles have become a cesspool for crime and homelessness, and that's because they have pulled all of the sheriff's deputies off of the trains in Los Angeles. That used to be their contract. Well, this guy who was with the LAPD, I guess, got a call, and so he went on patrol down into the Metro Red Line on Santa Monica Boulevard at Vermont. You would know that.
Really?
East Hollywood, yep.
Wow.
Man on the train had drug paraphernalia on him, so the LAPD officers approached the man, tried to escort him off the train. As he was getting kicked off the train, he started getting violent, trying to fight with the officers, and then bit a sergeant responding to the scene. He had to go to the hospital after his pinky finger got bitten off.
Good
this God. Comes the same week that it was revealed that a man in Chatsworth, which is where I work during the day, Doug, you have been out there, the metro station there is actually, it looks really nice. Yeah. The guy was standing on the platform texting, not paying attention, looks up, homeless guy in his face and chops his face with a machete from his nose to his ear. And the guy thought his face had actually come off because, you know, the blood that comes from a face wound. He goes running to a grocery store to try to call for help. And thankfully, it turned out that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. But a machete while you're waiting to get on the train.
And meanwhile, the governor of California thinks he'd make a great president so he can make the whole country just like this. Yeah,
that's
great.
His story this week is that he's actually calling the National Guard into San Francisco. And he's trying because he wants to look tough on crime for the rest of the world, right?
Yeah, right?
What nobody's going to call him out on is that he has been in San Francisco running things for over a decade now in California. He was the mayor of San Francisco, then he went on to become lieutenant governor, then governor in California. It's because of his terrible decision-making that the National Guard needs to be called into San Francisco in the first place.
This clueless about leadership. It's just amazing. All right, there's a recurring debate among liberal and progressive folks as to whether or not the shift to the right among rural and working class people is driven by either cultural or economic concerns. Like some of the hot button issues, we have had this conversation. I've had it on, with my farm show, The American Family Farmer. Are social issues like guns and gays and abortion, or is it the bad economic fortunes that farmers have suffered? Interesting voting patterns that have been studied after the last election, arguments, the wokeness, if you will, is that alienating people in the rural areas of our country? Is it racism that's driving white folks without a college degree into resentment and anger? All those questions have been, I think maybe, it's sort of tempting to say all of the above, but there is a, as you know, I'm connected to the farm community through my own experience as a farmer and also through the work that I do. We have a food, family, and farm segment of the Good Day program every day, and we have the American Family Farmer that I host every weekend. There are a lot of pieces to this puzzle. And so whether you look at the cultural issues, the economic issues, I bring it up because there's no real conclusion, but I wonder, your signal in Los Angeles sort of gets up into some of the farming areas, and
yeah,
because
and
they're
by the way, they're all turning conservative in those areas because California's been run by Democrats for a really long time.
And look at how bad the agricultural atmosphere is.
Yeah, and they don't even have access to water to you know, actually take care of their crops. And so if you drive up and down the 5 through Central California, you're going to see signs that say, this Dust Bowl sponsored by the California legislature.
Well, that's really the bottom line here. Looking at this survey, it's a like 4-page survey, but the final paragraph suggests that because of the way the economy or the economic realities that have been created by what you just said, among other things, turning off the water, so how does stuff grow, undermining the value of things that are grown in the land, the cultural questions of the people is so different from San Francisco, and you go inland 100 miles, life is so different there. The decline in communities because of the homelessness situation, cultural alienation, because of what we were talking about with regard to the, you know, the number 8 issue has to do. We had the conversation, Jennifer, earlier about a youngster that was having, you know, I talked about the Law and Order episode on Thursday night, which basically focused on the 13-year-old girl who was transitioning to a boy, and her father beat up the doctor who was doing it, and that was the trial. And so all those issues came up.
The problem is that we like the slick politicians, we like the pontificators, the people that sound really good, and we're electing people who have no idea how to manage things. And so there's a couple of things happening here. You've got a group of people, and this is not political. I don't mean this to be about Democrats or Republicans specifically. You have a group of people in general who are just disenchanted with politicians who just talk.
Well, we should be disenchanted.
And don't do anything. And that's happening across the country. Yet we still always go for the good talkers, right? Well, except for Joe Biden, who's not a great talker. Yeah. But, you know, people will go for the people that are well-spoken. That also being said, I think there's really a shift in party makeup right now that is so interesting, just on a broad level. I think before, you traditionally had Democrats being the party of the working class, and you had Republicans being the upper class, the fat cats, the corporate, you know, the big corporate people. That has totally shifted. Corporations are now being run by people who are pretty far to the left, and you're seeing the example of that in some of the politics that these big corporations are engaging in. And you're seeing Republicans now kind of trying to be the voice of the middle guy, where the Democrats are now the voice of the elite. You know, we have to think broader. And in California, it comes down to this. Ideology is fine if you want to talk about green and you want to talk about all these different things. But if you are not ready to make people's lives better and you are making it harder, of course people are going to be disenfranchised. The green movement is great to be a part of until you start taking away people's ability to make choices, freedoms for themselves, and make it harder for them to operate.
You must have an electric car by 2035 or else.
And we don't know if you can charge it, but get it anyway.
All right, number seven this week on the overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio, according to talkers, is the situation with the war. And I think the ancillary focus is on Jack Teixeira, or whatever his name is.
Teixeira.
This is the guy here from Massachusetts leaking highly classified intelligence documents. Apparently he leaked more than everybody thought. And so now I'm trying to figure out, looking at this guy, whether is he compared to Edward Snowden in a positive way? He's not that smart, first of all. Snowden was very smart, and the way he did it was clever, whether you like what he did or not. But this Teixeira, whatever his name is, he's a ham and egger. He's not that smart. How he even is in the National Guard is a question that needs to be answered by somebody in authority.
Are they smart enough to get these documents?
Well, that's it. That was easy. He says it was easy, and so
they were out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then we point our finger at the government again. What are they doing with your tax dollars? Why aren't they protecting this sort of thing? Why isn't it impossible for a guy like this to get into the National Guard? Never mind
information like this. Like, I could put a tweet up about the validity of the COVID vaccine, and I'm going to have my Twitter account or my Facebook shut down. But this guy can take classified top secret documents and put them online, mm-hmm. and the government doesn't see it.
And it didn't flag anything. And the fact of the matter is where he was putting them, people weren't even believing that they were legitimate for, I think, quite some time, which made him mad, and he put more stuff out.
Look, I don't like people that put people's lives in jeopardy, because I think that's what happens. I think there's always an argument between hero or zero. But more than that, I am angry with the disappointing reaction of our national security community that lets this happen. That
we don't have a national security.
That lets a 21-year-old kid have access to all of this stuff, number one. Number two, doesn't know when it's out there for months until someone in the military.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask both of you. Why is it that we're not more outraged about this? Why is Tucker leaving Fox more important in terms of the discussion on the air than the
situation? And that's even what Tucker said in his message.
With this guy.
Tucker, in his message after he left Fox, said, do you know what conversations are not being had all so that we can argue about things on cable news that mean nothing? I mean, think about what's going on. You've got AI that is getting more and more notoriety that is really scary. They're saying this is the last year that we'll probably know the world as we know it right now because AI is moving so fast. You don't think that's scary? You don't think that China growing its power is scary? And it's like everybody's sitting here going, well, did you see that Trump got his misdemeanor and Tucker Carlson got fired? It's like, let's talk about the stuff that matters.
Uh-huh. All right. So then in league with that, number three this week, the legal problems that Trump is having, most notably E. Jean Carroll, says that Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement made her come forward to accuse Trump of rape. And so that's all been publicized this week. The trial begins. The jury was picked, and they started with this email that contained a draft excerpt from a book that she wrote. And one of the chapters refers to her rape by Trump. He's poisoning my water. He's polluting my air. He's cooking my planet. And as he stacks the courts, my rights over my body are being taken away state by state. I'm afraid my right to free speech will go next. That has nothing to do with her being raped. I don't know why that was a focus.
Because
frankly,
she doesn't like him politically, so they want to make sure they read that.
So they want to make sure that everybody knows that that's the reason for her going after. Well, is it? I guess the jury will decide that. He was still president. Stuff will help her sell the book. I think
recently, but her accusation about rape was years ago, and this is the problem when women wait too long. If you don't come out right away, it is incredibly difficult to prove what you are saying.
Yep. It is.
Then it becomes, is it real or not? Mm-hmm. And then that's a person's opinion.
Back to this being the number three issue this week being discussed by kind of minds that are not that bold and bright. If this is the best we can do with conversation, it's like the fresh, easy meat that you throw out there, rather than discussing, as you just alluded to, Jennifer, the issues that are really important, like the economy, like what's going on with artificial intelligence, like what's going on with our freedoms. Those are the things that are important, not whether Trump, I don't want to diminish the fact that he may have done stuff, but he's done stuff with women all over the place, and nobody seems to want to hold him accountable. No, there's this religion.
Allegedly.
Focused.
Allegedly.
Oh, come on. You know what he's about. All right. Yeah,
I think
you
do.
I think I do, as a matter of fact. Yes, I do. Thank you for pointing that out. All right. 48 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
It's Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website, again, is toploss.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People on the list from Talkers Magazine this past week, Zoe Zephyr is at number 10, Don Lemon is at 9, Ron DeSantis at 8, Mike Pence is 7, Hunter Biden is 6, E. Jean Carroll is number 5. Don't you wonder what the E stands for? Maybe Elizabeth? Yeah. Number 4 is Donald Trump. Interesting that he and Miss Carroll are together because of the whole thing going on with them. Number 3 is Rupert Murdoch, next to Tucker Carlson. And the real reason that's been the discussion, why he got fired, it has to do with Rupert Murdoch and his values. All right, so I'm not going to give too much of that away. Number 1 on the people list, Joe Biden. He's the president in resident. That's our Joe. And him declaring, I guess, his desire to run for president again. Everybody wants to run for president. How about that? Maybe one of you should run for the president. Probably couldn't be any worse than some of the other candidates here, right? That's the people list from Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. So the number one item this week, I've been waiting for a couple of days to get Jennifer on this one. The story of Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. No, they're not dating each other. No, although Don probably might like to date Tucker. Okay, so maybe I shouldn't say, well, why not? Because Don Lemon is gay, right? What's wrong with that? I know, who knows? Tucker Carlson may be gay. Is he married?
Huh? He is. He is married. Okay. A lovely wife. And they're seeming pretty happy in Florida these days, driving around in their golf cart.
There you go. Okay, so the Tucker Carlson Fox News departure, I think he said late in the week, I'll see you soon. I said when the announcement was made on Monday, he'll have a job before the end of the week, Newsmax or something like that. They can't pay him what Fox did. But he can be creative like Bill O'Reilly has been and do some other stuff and probably make a pretty good living. So what I find interesting about this, ladies, is what Rupert Murdoch has either said or implied as the real reason that Tucker Carlson got canned. Did you see this, Jennifer? You must have.
I've seen a lot of different stories. Yeah, different takes on what it was.
Right. Well, basically what I'm piecing together here is that Carlson has taken sort of his religion, according to Rupert Murdoch anyway, to the nth degree. And so whatever it was, the last program, or he did, it wasn't even the program.
Just to provide context, because he doesn't do religion really at all on his program.
On his
just fighting for people's right to be able to practice it. I think that was during COVID was one of them. But no, a lot of people are trying to like trace the steps backwards. And last Friday, Tucker talked at the Heritage Foundation for their 50th year, or their 50th anniversary.
Yep.
And during that speech, he was talking about how God is starting to move in his life, right? He's starting to find a little more faith because he admittedly said, I'm not a really religious person. But what I think was even, if you dig further and you believe this article, so Rupert Murdoch had a fiance up until a few weeks ago. He broke up with this girl who allegedly said, oh, Tucker Carlson's like a god. He's like a hero. So then people were trying to insinuate that he didn't like that Tucker Carlson talked about the spiritual stuff on Friday, that his ex, you know, fiance really loved Tucker Carlson, even though Rupert was the one to break up with her. I don't think that that's necessarily it. I think it is what it is, and that you heard Tucker talk this week that he became disenchanted with the tamping down on his content from Fox. I actually took Tucker to task because he said he had this big revelation about January 6th. Well, when he did the show, it wasn't anything that wasn't already out there by people who were interested in it. And I thought, where is it? Where's more? Is he just trying to get people in, or is there actually more here? Well, it turns out there probably was, and Fox told him not to go to air with it. With the Dominion case after the election, a big thing for Fox is that they called Arizona early, and the hosts were not happy, including Tucker. And so there were a lot of, I think there were text messages where he was ripping apart the brass at Fox News. There was also a report that he had an intermediary because he couldn't directly talk to them because it was just, it would turn into a shouting match between the higher ups and Tucker. So
when do you think you're that important that you can get away with that? You forget who you are sometimes. These guys believe their own press, and you don't yell at the boss. You wouldn't yell at me. Jay, you wouldn't yell at me.
Everybody's replaceable. I think that's one thing that this has taught us. Unfortunately, I think they both come from really big places of power. Tucker Carlson is a top-rated show at Fox. He's also the driving force behind their streaming platform. So I think that Fox is going to be okay. They're a cable network
that
people will still use, but I don't think that their streaming product is going to be okay. I think people are going to go away from that without Tucker, and I also think that Tucker is going to be beyond okay if he pops up somewhere else, and I think he's probably going to be more apt to do his own thing, and I think he'll be more impactful than like even a Joe Rogan is at this point. Everybody's always talking
about maybe get $100 million out of like Joe Rogan did. Meanwhile, Don Lemon says he's all set.
What's tree
next?
That fell in the forest, right?
I mean, right.
If anybody could be released, it's so funny. Democrats
Same
and Republicans
day.
More spun about Tucker than anybody was about Don Lemon.
Well, because Don Lemon's not, although I'm not a fan of Carlson's, Don Lemon is just not likable.
Don Lemon has a terrible reputation. It seems like no. I mean,
difficult
after Tucker got fired, you have a bunch of people coming out talking about how wonderful he was to them off air. You know, very nice guy off air.
Yeah.
Lemon didn't have those stories.
No. Well, Lemon will have. He may end up at MSNBC or someplace like that, but not without difficulty. All right, so there it is. The number one story this week from Talkers Magazine, Talkers List at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.